Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to allow us to be back just like that. So we are here today watching the fall of the revived Roman Empire and their reprobate-minded followers. We're witnessing the beginning of the new era of Israel, true Israel. Not the Israeli, but true Israel. Right now, there is a lot of common sense on the board. And common sense is something that the Gentiles and the heathens have had a problem dealing with for a long time. You know, they have began again, yet again, burning books. That is a telltale sign of who a Gentile is. A Gentile would ban books of historical fact, of truth, and allow books of reprobate, debauchery, and wickedness. Only a Gentile. They don't want to acknowledge their history because they do it over and over again. So the last time they were burning books in droves was in the 40s, 1940s, right? That's the 1930s, 1940s. That's when the man with the little mustache was burning books. Before that, they burned books here in the Americas. Everywhere they went, everywhere this diabolical church put its filthy hands and feet, it burned books, burned knowledge. That's why the father was so keen to tell Daniel to shut up these books, to seal them up. He told many of the prophets to seal them up because he, and we should understand what sealing them up means. It doesn't mean that they were sealed, locked away forever. No, they just could not be understood until the Father allowed to provide wisdom and understanding. And so here we are now in a situation where knowledge is being increased, and yet the Gentiles want to burn and ban books because the Gentile does not, the Gentiles under their rule, under their reign, never wanted truth to manifest. And that is, and we can see that when they, when people ask questions. See, to question some to the bottom line, the facts. If someone says the sky is gray and you say, but I see it as blue, why would you say it's gray? Normally that would bring forth a discussion to get to the root of what color both people can compromise on seeing it as. But what the Gentiles did and the heathen, the question was asked, why do you see it as gray? I see it as blue. They said, well, since you differ from me, you have to die. And as you died, your questioning died along with it. And everyone that was around you that understood, everyone around you that also was inquisitive of the answer from the question provided was also destroyed. And this has been going on throughout the times of the Gentiles. And now, today, the Gentiles and the heathens have this perplexed look on their face as if they have no clarity of what's going on. And, you know, all they need do is read the book that they say they cherish. You know, no one can read any other book, yet they don't even read the book that they say is the only book. They won't even read it. And if they do, they read all around everything. You know, it's interesting to me because the sealed portion of the books of Scripture was sealed, but the Gentiles portion of the book, meaning the judgment portion of the book, was open for them to read. Why? So that they can understand and get it right. But they chose to just gloss over that, dismiss that. That's open for their understanding, and deal with the sealed portion that they had no understanding of, which is the prophecy. Their prophecy is, hey, if you don't do right, and we won't even get into the Israelites as a whole. We won't even talk about, you know, doing the right thing by way of Israel, but let's just talk about our Yahushua and their Jesus Christ, their Cesar Borgia, okay? So in their mind, in their understanding, Borgia told them two things to do. Because remember, they said the laws are done away with, we can do whatever, Jesus Christ died for our sins, so now all we have to do is kill, steal, and destroy, and all is good. Okay? So what the Gentiles chose to do instead of understanding the law, they were supposed to understand the two basic principles, the first and second commandment, the preface, if you will, to the commandments, as Yahushua said. Seek the Father, love the Father, seek the Father with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and treat people the way you want to be treated. They didn't even do that right. They dismissed that. It's a wonder how we even believe that these people were godly or righteous when they never shown the propensity to act according to those commandments that Yahushua gave them and gave the world. Again, this is an indication of who Gentiles are, because they are unable to do the right thing. It's not that they won't at this point. It's just that they just are unable to do the right thing. One second.
Oops. Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
I'm already in the show.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. See? It's so funny. Everything is going haywire when we're trying to bring forth an understanding. Everything is going haywire. What is happening here? I'm still on. Yes, I'm still on here, but it's acting showing as if I am not. Okay. So, bear with me. Let me just make sure that this is working right. On already. Okay, so I don't know what's happening here. Complete chaos. Hopefully, what? Madness. You know, trying to bring forth this information, and these things are happening to all of us. And it's to be expected, so I'm not discouraged or upset. It's just, what is happening here? Let's say something. Let's go on. Let's see. It's never happened before. What is this direct connect? What is this? I'm going to try to start again.